Chapter 6. Putting Agile into Action. The Behaviors. In this chapter, we'll cover setting up agile roles, creating agile values in your organization, transforming your team's philosophy, and finally, sharpening important skills. In this chapter, you look at the behavioral dynamics that need to shift for your organization to benefit from the performance advantages that agile techniques enable. You find out what the different roles on an agile project are, and see how you can change a project team's values and philosophy about project management. Finally, I discuss some ways for a project team to hone key skills for agile project success. Establishing agile roles. In Chapter 4, I describe Scrum, one of the most popular agile approaches in use today. The Scrum framework defines common agile roles in an especially succinct manner. I use Scrum terms to describe agile roles throughout this book. These roles are the development team member, the product owner, and the Scrum Master. Technical stuff. The term Scrum comes from the sport of rugby. During the rugby games, players can form tight huddles called scrums to gain control of the ball. In rugby games, as on agile projects, team members must work together closely to succeed. The Harvard Business Review first used the rugby scrum metaphor in New Product Development Game, an early concept framework for the scrum development approach discussed in this book. The development team, product owner, and scrum master together make up the scrum team. The development team, product owner, and scrum master are all roles in the scrum framework. The following roles are not part of the scrum framework, but are still critically important to agile projects. They are the stakeholders and the agile mentor. The scrum team, together with the stakeholders, makes up the agile project team. Figure 6.1 shows how these roles and teams fit together. This section discusses these roles in detail. Development team. Development team members are the people who create the product. Programmers, testers, designers, writers, and anyone else who has a hands-on role in product development are development team members. On an agile project, the development team is 1. Directly accountable for creating project deliverables. 2. Self-organizing and self-managing. The development team members determine their own tasks and how they want to complete those tasks. 3. Cross-functional. Development team members are not tied to a single skill set. They have existing skills to immediately contribute at the beginning of the project, but they are also willing to learn new skills and to teach what they know to other development team members. 4. Ideally dedicated to one project for the duration of the project. And 5. Ideally co-located. The team should be working together in the same area of the same office. What makes a good agile team member? Take a look at the team responsibilities and matching characteristics in Table 6.1. The two other members of the Scrum team, the product owner and the Scrum Master, help support the development team's efforts in creating the product. The following section explains how the product owner helps ensure the development team understands the product it will create. Product owner. The product owner, sometimes called the customer representative in non-Scrum environments, is responsible for bridging the gaps between the customer, business stakeholders, and the development team. The product owner is an expert on the product and the customer's needs and priorities. The product owner is a member of the Scrum team and works with the development team daily to help clarify requirements. Product owners make the decisions about what the product does and does not include. Add to that the responsibility of deciding what to release to the market and when to do it, and you see that you need a smart and savvy person to fill this role. On an agile project, the product owner does the following. 1. Develop strategy and direction for the project and sets long and short-term goals. 2. Provides or has access to product expertise. 3. Understands and conveys the customers' and other business stakeholders' needs to the development team. 4. Gathers, prioritizes, and manages product requirements. 5. Takes responsibility for the project's budget and profitability. 6. Decides on the release date for completed functionality. 7. Works with a development team on a daily basis to answer questions and make decisions. 8. Accepts or rejects completed work during the sprint. And finally, 9. Presents the Scrum team's accomplishments at the end of each sprint before the development team demonstrates these accomplishments. What makes a good product owner? Good product owners understand the customer thoroughly. Although able to gather requirements from stakeholders, product owners are knowledgeable about the product in their own right. They can prioritize features with confidence. Good product owners interact well with the business stakeholder community, the Scrum Master, and the development team. They are pragmatic and able to make trade-offs based on reality. They are decisive and ask for what they need. They are patient, especially with questions. Table 6.2 outlines the responsibilities and their matching characteristics of a product owner. The product owner takes on a great deal of business-related responsibility during the project. While the product owner focuses on the product and the budget, the Scrum Master helps clear the way for the development team to work as efficiently as possible. Scrum Master. A Scrum Master, sometimes called a project facilitator in non-Scrum environments, is responsible for supporting the development team, clearing organizational roadblocks, and keeping processes true to agile principles. A Scrum Master is different from a project manager. Teams using traditional project approaches work for a project manager. A Scrum Master, on the other hand, is a servant leader who supports the team so that it is fully functional and productive. The Scrum Master role is an enabling role rather than an accountability role. You can find more about servant leadership in Chapter 14. On an agile project, the Scrum Master does the following. 1. Acts as a process coach, helping the project team and the organization follow Scrum values and practices. 2. Helps remove project impediments, both reactively and proactively, and shields the development team from external interferences. 3. Fosters close cooperation between stakeholders and the Scrum team. 4. Facilitates consensus building within the Scrum team. And 5. Protects the Scrum team from organizational distractions. Here's a tip. One of the most significant parts of a Scrum Master's role is removing roadblocks and preventing distractions to the development team's work. A Scrum Master who is really good at these tasks is priceless to the project and to the team. The product owner may never have participated in an agile project, but the Scrum Master likely has. As such, a Scrum Master may coach new product owners and development teams and does everything possible to help them succeed. What makes a good Scrum Master? A Scrum Master doesn't need project manager experience. A Scrum Master is an expert in agile processes and can coach others. The Scrum Master must also work collaboratively with the product owner and the stakeholder community. Here's a tip. Facilitation skills cut through the noise of group gatherings and ensure that everyone on the Scrum team is focused on the right priority at the right time. Scrum Masters have strong communication skills, with enough organizational clout to secure the conditions for success by negotiating for the right environment, protecting the team from distractions, and removing impediments. Scrum Masters are great facilitators and great listeners. They can negotiate their way through conflicting opinions and help the team help itself. Review the Scrum Master's responsibilities and matching characteristics in Table 6.3. The members of the Scrum team, the development team, the product owner, and the Scrum Master, work together on the project every day. As I mentioned earlier in the chapter, the Scrum team plus stakeholders make up the project team. The stakeholders sometimes have less active participation than the Scrum team members, but still can have considerable impact and provide a great deal of value to a project. Gaining consensus, the Fist of Five. Part of working as a team means agreeing on decisions as a team. An important part of being a Scrum Master is helping the team build consensus. We have all worked with groups in which consensus was difficult to build on anything from how long a task will take to where to go for lunch. A quick, casual way to find out whether a group agrees with an idea is to use the Fist of Five, which is similar to rock, paper, scissors. On the count of three, each person holds up a number of fingers, reflecting the degree of comfort with the idea in question. So, they'd hold up five fingers if they love the idea, four fingers if they think it's a good idea, three fingers if they can support the idea, two fingers if they have reservations and they want to discuss, and finally, one finger showing they're opposed to the idea. If some people have three, four, or five fingers up, and some have only one or two, discuss the idea. Find out why the people who support the idea think it will work, and what reservations the people who oppose the idea have. You want to get all group members showing at least three fingers up. They don't need to love the idea, but they need to support it. The Scrum Master's consensus-building skills are essential for this task. You can also quickly get an idea of consensus on a decision by asking for a simple thumbs up, meaning support, or thumbs down, meaning don't support, and thumb to the side, indicating they're undecided. It's quicker than a fist of five, and is great for answering yes-no questions. Stakeholders. Stakeholders are anyone with an interest in the project. They are not ultimately responsible for the product, but they provide input and are affected by the product's outcome. The group of stakeholders is diverse and can include people from different departments or even different companies. On an agile project, stakeholders, 1, include the customer. 2, may include technical people, such as infrastructure architects or system administrators. 3, may include the legal department, account managers, salespeople, marketing experts, and customer service representatives. And 4, may include product experts besides the product owner. Stakeholders may help provide key insights about the product and its use. Stakeholders might work closely with the product owner during the sprint and will give feedback about the product during the sprint review at the end of each sprint. The stakeholders and the part they play will vary among projects and organizations. Almost all agile projects have stakeholders outside the Scrum team. Some projects also have agile mentors, especially projects with project teams that are new to agile processes. Agile mentor. A mentor is a great idea for any area in which you want to develop new expertise. The agile mentor, sometimes called an agile coach, is someone who has experience implementing agile projects and can share that experience with a project team. The agile mentor can provide valuable feedback and advice to new project teams and to project teams that want to perform at a higher level. On an agile project, the agile mentor does the following. 1. Serves in a mentoring role only and is not part of the Scrum team. 2. Is often a person from outside the organization and can provide objective guidance without personal or political considerations. And 3. Is an agile expert with significant experience in implementing agile techniques and running agile projects of different sizes. You may want to think of an agile mentor the way you think of a golf coach. Most people use a golf coach not because they don't know how to play the game of golf, but because a golf coach objectively observes things that a player engaged in the game never notices. Golf, like implementing agile techniques, is an exercise where small nuances make a world of difference in performance. Establishing new values. Lots of organizations post their core values on the wall. Here, however, I am talking about values that represent a way of working together every day, supporting each other, and doing whatever it takes to achieve the Scrum team's commitments. In addition to the values from the Agile Manifesto, the five core values for Scrum teams are commitment, focus, openness, respect, and courage. The following sections provide details about each of these values. Commitment. Commitment implies engagement and involvement. On agile projects, the Scrum team pledges to achieve specific goals, Confident that the scrum team will deliver what it promises, the organization mobilizes around the pledge to meet each goal. Agile processes, including the idea of self-organization, provide people with all the authority they need to meet commitments. However, commitment requires a conscious effort. Consider the following points. 1. Scrum teams must be realistic when making commitments, especially for sprints. It's easier, both logistically and psychologically, to bring new features into a sprint than it is to take unachievable features out of a sprint. 2. Scrum teams must fully commit to goals. This includes having consensus among the team that the goal is achievable. Once the scrum team agrees upon a goal, the team does whatever it takes to reach that goal. 3. The scrum team is pragmatic but ensures that every sprint has a tangible value. Achieving a goal and completing every item in the goal's scope are different. For example, a sprint goal of proving that a product can perform a specific action is much better than a goal stating that exactly 7 requirements will be completed during the sprint. Effective scrum teams focus on the goal and remain flexible in the specifics of how to reach that goal. And finally, 4, scrum teams are willing to be accountable for results. The scrum team has the power to be in charge of the project. As a scrum team member, you can be responsible for how you organize your day, the day-to-day work, and the outcome. Consistently meeting commitments is central to using agile approaches for long-term planning. In Chapter 13, you'll hear about how to use performance to accurately determine project schedules and budgets. Focus. Working life is full of distractions. 1,000 people in your organization would love to use your time to make their day easier. Disruptions, however, are costly. Jonathan Spira from the consulting firm Basics recently published a report called "The Cost of Not Paying Attention: How Interruptions Impact Knowledge Worker Productivity." His report details how businesses in the United States lose close to $600 billion a year through workplace distractions. Scrum team members can help change these dysfunctions by insisting on an environment that allows them focus. To reduce distractions and increase productivity, Scrum team members can do the following. 1. Physically separate themselves from company distractors. One of my favorite techniques for ensuring high productivity is to find an annex away from the company's core offices and have that be the scrum team's work area. Sometimes the best defense is distance. 2. Ensure that you're not spending time on activities unrelated to the sprint goal. If someone tries to distract you from the sprint goal with something that has to be done, explain your priorities. Ask, "How will this request move the sprint goal forward?" This simple question can push a lot of activities off the to-do list. 3. Figure out what needs to be done and do only that. The development team determines the tasks necessary to achieve the sprint goal. If you are a development team member, use this ownership to drive your focus to the priority tasks at hand. 4. Balance focused time with accessibility to the rest of the scrum team. Francesco Cirillo's Pomodoro technique, splitting work into 25-minute time blocks with breaks in between, helps achieve balance between focus and accessibility. I often recommend giving development team members noise-canceling headsets, the wearing of which is a do not disturb sign. However, I also suggest a team agreement that all scrum members have a minimum set of office hours in which they are available for collaboration. And finally, 5. Check that you are maintaining your focus. If you're unsure of whether you are maintaining focus, it can be hard to tell. Go back to the basic question. Are my actions consistent with achieving the overall goal and the near-term goal, such as completing the current task? As you can see, task focus is not a small priority. Extend the effort up front to create a distraction-free environment that helps your team succeed. Openness. Secrets have no place on an agile team. If the team is responsible for the result of the project, it only makes sense that they have all the facts at their disposal. Information is power, and ensuring that everyone has access to the information necessary to make the right decisions requires a willingness to be transparent. To leverage the power of openness, you can do the following. 1. Ensure that everyone on the team has access to the same information. Everything from the vision for the project down to the smallest detail about the status of tasks needs to be in the public domain as far as the team is concerned. Use a centralized repository as the single source for information, and then avoid the distraction of status reporting by putting all status, burn downs, impediment lists, and so forth, and information in this one place. I often send a link to this repository to the project stakeholders and say, all the information I have is a click away. There is no faster way to get updated. 2. Be open and encourage openness in others. Team members must feel free to speak openly about problems and opportunities to improve, whether the issues are something that they are dealing with themselves or see elsewhere in the team. Openness requires trust within the team, and trust takes time to develop. 3. Defuse internal politics by discouraging gossip. If someone starts talking to you about what another team member did or didn't do, ask him or her to take the issue to the person who can resolve it. Don't gossip yourself. Ever. And finally, 4. Always be respectful. Openness is never an excuse to be destructive or mean. Respect is critical to an open team environment. Small problems, unaddressed, often grow to become crises. Use an open environment to benefit from the input of the entire team and ensure that your development efforts are focused on the project's true priorities. Respect. Each individual on the team has something important to contribute. Your background, education, and experiences have a distinct influence on the team. Share your uniqueness and look for and appreciate the same in others. You encourage respect when you do the following. 1. Foster openness. Respect and openness go hand in hand. Openness without respect causes resentment. Openness with respect generates trust. 2. Encourage a positive work environment. Happy people tend to treat one another better. Encourage positivity, and respect will follow. 3. Seek out differences. Don't just tolerate differences, try to find them. The best solutions come from diverse opinions that have been considered and appropriately challenged. And 4. Treat everyone on the team with the same degree of respect. All team members should be accorded the same respect, regardless of their role, level of experience, or immediate contribution. Encourage everyone to give his or her best. Remember, respect is the safety net that allows innovation to thrive. When people feel comfortable raising a wider range of issues, the final solution can improve in ways that would never be considered without a respectful team environment. Use respect to your team's advantage. Courage. We all experience fear. We all have certain things we don't want to do, whether asking a team member to explain something we don't understand, or confronting the boss. Embracing agile techniques is a change for many organizations. In addition to commitment, focus, openness, and respect, successfully making changes requires courage in the face of resistance. Following are some tips that foster courage. 1. Realize that the processes that worked in the past won't necessarily work now. Sometimes you need to remind people of this fact. If you want to be successful with agile techniques, your everyday work processes need to change to improve. 2. Be ready to buck the status quo. The status quo will push back. Some people have vested interests and will not want to change how they work. 3. Temper challenge with respect. Senior members of the organization might be especially resistant to change. They often created the old rules for how things were done. Now, you are challenging those rules. respectfully remind these individuals that you can achieve the benefits of agile techniques only by following the 12 agile principles faithfully. Ask them to give change a try. And finally, 4, embrace other values. Have the courage to make commitments and stand behind those commitments. Have the courage to focus and tell distractors no. Have the courage to be open and acknowledge there is always an opportunity to improve. And have the courage to be respectful and tolerant of other people's views, even when they challenge your views. As you replace your organization's antiquated processes with more modern approaches, expect to be challenged. Take on that challenge. The rewards can be worth it in the end. Changing team philosophy. An agile development team operates differently from a team using a waterfall approach. Development team members must change their roles based on each day's priorities, organize themselves, and think about projects in a whole new way to achieve their commitments. To be part of a successful agile project, development teams should embrace the following attributes. 1. Cross-functionality. This is the willingness and ability to work on different types of tasks to create the product. 2. Self-organization, which is the ability and responsibility to determine how to go about the work of product development. 3. Self-management, the ability and responsibility to keep work on track. 4. Size-limited teams. This ensures development teams have between 5 and 9 people. And 5. Mature behavior. Take initiative for work and responsibility for results. The following sections look at each of these ideas in more detail. Cross-functionality. On traditional projects, experienced team members are often typecast as having a single skill. For example, a net programmer may always do net work, and a tester may always do quality assurance work. Team members with complementary skills are often considered to be part of separate groups, like the programming group or the testing group. Agile approaches bring the people who create products together into a cohesive group, the development team. People on agile development teams try to avoid titles and limited roles. Development team members may start a project with one skill, but throughout the project, learn to perform many different jobs to help create the product. Cross-functionality makes development teams more efficient. For example, suppose a daily Scrum meeting uncovers testing as the highest priority task to complete the requirement. A programmer might help test to finish the task quickly. When the development team is cross-functional, they can swarm on product features, with as many people working on a single requirement as possible to quickly complete the feature. Cross-functionality also helps eliminate single points of failure. Consider traditional projects, where each person knows how to do one job. When a team member gets sick, goes on vacation, or leaves the company, no one else may be capable of doing his or her job. The tasks that person was doing are delayed. By contrast, cross-functional agile development team members are capable of doing many jobs. When one person is unavailable, another can step in. Cross-functionality encourages each team member to do the following. 1. Set aside the narrow label of what he or she can do. Titles have no place on an agile team. Skills and ability to contribute are what matter. Start thinking of yourself as a special forces commando, knowledgeable enough in different areas that you can take on any situation. 2. Work to expand skills. Don't work only in areas you already know. Try to learn something new each sprint. Techniques like pair programming, where two developers work together to code one item, or shadowing other developers, can help you learn new skills quickly and increase overall product quality. 3. Step up to help someone who has run into a roadblock. Helping someone with a real-world problem is a great way to learn a new skill. And 4, be flexible. A willingness to be flexible helps to balance workloads and makes the team more likely to reach its sprint goal. With cross-functionality in place, you avoid waiting for key people to work on tasks. Instead, a motivated, even if somewhat less knowledgeable, development team member can work on a piece of functionality today. That development team member learns and improves, and the workflow continues to be balanced. One big payback of cross-functionality is that the development team gets work done fast. Post-sprint review afternoons are often celebration time. Go to the movies together. Head to the beach or the bowling alley. Go home early. Self-organization. Agile techniques emphasize self-organizing development teams to take advantage of development team members' varied knowledge and experience. If you've listened to Chapter 2, you may recall Agile Principle Number 11, the best architectures, requirements, and designs emerge from self-organizing teams. Self-organization is an important part of the Agile framework. Why? In a word, ownership. Self-organized teams are not complying with orders from others. They own the solution development, and that makes a huge difference in team member engagement and solution quality. For development teams used to a traditional command and control project management model, self-organization may take some extra effort at first. Agile projects do not have a project manager to tell the development team what to do. Instead, self-organizing development teams, 1. Commit to their own sprint goals. At the beginning of each sprint, the development team works with the product owner to identify an objective it can reach based on project priorities. 2. Identify their tasks. Development team members determine the tasks necessary to meet each sprint goal. The development team works together to figure out who takes on which task, how to get the work done, and how to address risks and issues. 3. Estimate the effort necessary for requirements and related tasks. The development team knows the most about how much effort it will take them to create specific product features. 4. Focus on communication. Successful agile development teams hone their communication skills by being transparent, communicating face-to-face, being aware of nonverbal communication, participating, and listening. Here's a tip. The key to communication is clarity. With complex topics, avoid one-way, potentially ambiguous modes of communication, such as email. Face-to-face communication prevents misunderstandings and frustration. You can always summarize the conversation in a quick email later if details need to be retained. 5. Collaborate. Getting the input of a diverse Scrum team almost always improves the product, but requires solid collaboration skills. Collaboration is the foundation of an effective Agile team. Remember, no successful project is an island. Collaboration skills help Scrum team members take risks with ideas and bring innovation solutions to project problems. A safe and comfortable environment is a cornerstone of a successful Agile project. 6. Decide with consensus. For maximum productivity, the entire development team must be on the same page and committed to the goal at hand. The Scrum Master often plays an active role in building consensus, but the development team ultimately takes responsibility for reaching agreement on decisions. And finally, 7, actively participate. Self-organization may be challenging for the shy. All development team members must actively participate. No one is going to tell the development team what to do to create the product. The development team members tell themselves what to do, and when, and how. Here's a tip. In my experience as an Agile coach, I have heard new Agile development team members ask questions like, "So, what should I do now?" A good Scrum Master answers by asking the developer, "What does he or she need to do to achieve the sprint goal?" Or by asking the rest of the development team what they suggest. Answering questions with questions can be a helpful way to guide a development team toward being self-organizing. Being part of a self-organizing development team takes responsibility, but it also has its rewards. Self-organization gives development teams the freedom to succeed. Self-organization increases ownership, which can result in better products, which can help development team members find more satisfaction in their work. Self-management. Self-management is closely related to self-organization. Agile development teams have a lot of control over how they work. That control comes with the responsibility for ensuring the project is successful. To succeed with self-management, development teams need to do the following. 1. Allow leadership to ebb and flow. On agile projects, each person on the development team has the opportunity to lead. For different tasks, different leaders will naturally emerge. Leadership will shift throughout the team based on skill, expertise, and previous experiences. 2. Rely on agile processes and tools to manage the work. Agile methods are tailored to make self-management easy. With an agile approach, meetings have clear purposes and time limits, and artifacts expose information but rely on minimal effort to create and maintain. Taking advantage of these processes allows development teams to spend most of their time creating the project. 3. Report progress regularly and transparently. Each development team member is responsible for accurately updating work status on a daily basis. Luckily, progress reporting is a quick task on agile projects. In Chapter 9, you find out about burndown charts that provide status but only require a few minutes each day to update. Keeping status current and truthful makes planning and issue management easier. 4. Manage issues within the development team. Many obstacles can arise on a project. Development challenges and interpersonal problems are a couple of examples. The development team's first point of escalation for most issues is the development team itself. 5. Create a team agreement. Development teams sometimes make up a team agreement, a document that outlines the expectations each team member will commit to meet. 6. Inspect and adapt. Figure out what works for your team. Best practices differ from team to team. Some teams work best by coming early. Some teams work best by coming in late. The development team is responsible for reviewing its own performance and identifying techniques to continue and techniques to change. And finally, 7. Actively participate. As with self-organization, self-management only works when development team members join in and commit to guiding the project's direction. Here's a tip. The development team, naturally, is primarily responsible for self-organization and self-management. However, the Scrum Master may assist the development team in a number of ways. When development team members look for specific directions, the Scrum Master can remind them that they have the power to decide what to do and how to do it. If someone outside the development team tries to give orders, insist on tasks, or dictate how to create the product, the Scrum Master can intervene. The Scrum Master can be a powerful ally in development team self-organization and self-management. Size-limited teams. Agile development teams are intentionally small. A small development team is a nimble team. As the development team size grows, so does the overhead associated with orchestrating task flow and communication flow. Ideally, agile development teams have 7 people, plus or minus 2 people. Keeping the development team size between 5 and 9 people helps teams act as cohesive teams and avoids creating subgroups or silos. Limiting development team size encourages diverse skills to be developed, facilitates good team communication, maintains the team in a single unit, and promotes joint code ownership, cross-functionality, and face-to-face communication. When you have a small development team, a similarly limited and focused project scope follows. Development team members are in close contact throughout the day as tasks, questions, and peer reviews flow back and forth among teammates. This cohesiveness ensures consistent engagement, increases communication, and reduces project risk. When you have a large project and a correspondingly large development team, split the work between multiple Scrum teams. In Chapter 13, we'll talk more on scaling agile projects across the enterprise. Mature behavior. Being part of a cross-functional, self-organized, self-managing development team requires responsibility and maturity. The top-down management approaches on traditional projects don't always foster the maturity necessary to take responsibility for projects and results. Even seasoned development team members may need to adjust behavior to get used to making decisions on agile projects. Development teams can adapt behavior and increase their level of maturity by doing the following. 1. Take initiative. Instead of waiting for someone else to tell you what to work on, take action. Do what is necessary to help meet commitments and goals. 3. Succeed and fail as a team. On agile projects, accomplishments and failures alike all belong to the project team. If problems arise, be accountable as a group rather than finding blame. When you succeed, recognize the group effort necessary for that success. And 3, trust the ability to make good decisions. Development teams can make mature, responsible, sound decisions about product development. This takes a degree of trust as team members become accustomed to having more control in a project. Behavioral maturity doesn't mean that agile development teams are perfect. Rather, they take ownership of the scope they commit to, and they take responsibility for meeting those commitments. Mistakes happen. If they don't, you aren't pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. A mature development team identifies mistakes honestly, accepts responsibility for mistakes openly, and learns and improves from their mistakes consistently.